From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. The new congressional districts that have been drawn around the country have created some races between two incumbents. In some cases, incumbents of the same party are running in primaries, and that's the case Tuesday in Illinois. In the new 16th district in the northern part of the state, two Republicans are debating their conservative credentials and youth versus experience. NPR's David Shaper has the story.
Hey, good to see you. Goodness gracious.
It's not unusual for 67-year-old Congressman Don Manzullo to run into familiar faces in small towns in northern Illinois like Genoa.
Hi.
He's a farmer.
Manzullo seems to know everyone at this sparsely attended town hall meeting at Genoa City Hall, about an hour northwest of Chicago. This is the heart of the 16th congressional district that Manzullo has represented for 20 years. But now the district's boundaries have changed, and after not having a competitive race since he was first elected to Congress in 1992, Don Manzullo is in a desperate fight for political survival.
It is tough. I take all elections seriously, just as I've taken my job pretty seriously.
Census figures dictated that Illinois lose one congressional seat this year, and Democrats controlled the redistricting process. They put together some of Manzullo's old district with part of freshman Republican Adam Kinzinger's district. Kinzinger decided to challenge his colleague, and Manzullo admits he's never faced a fight quite like this before.
Of course it's difficult. You're running against an incumbent who has run a very aggressive type campaign, the type of campaign we're not used to seeing around here.
Don Manzullo was part of the old majority that lost its way on spending. He voted 12 times to increase the debt limit, increase spending 60% under Bush. A king of earmarks.
Kinzinger is hammering the 10-term incumbent's long voting record, but Manzullo is fighting back.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger. Don't read his lips, read his record. One of only 10 Republicans to spend millions on Nancy Pelosi's pet earmark.
Manzullo accuses Kinzinger of using the Tea Party to help him get elected, but then turning his back on the conservative movement once in office.
That's why 12 conservative organizations have endorsed me, none have endorsed him, because he's not a conservative.
In a bit of a twist from what's happening elsewhere in the country, Tea Party groups in this northern Illinois district are backing the veteran, Manzullo, while much of the GOP establishment, including House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, is backing the relative newcomer, Adam Kinzinger.
Well, nice to see you. Thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Though he's only been in office 14 months, Kinzinger is used to tough battles. As an Air Force pilot, the 34-year-old flew missions in both Iraq and Afghanistan. And then he came home and defeated a Democratic incumbent in 2010. In a campaign stop this week at the Pine Acres Rehab Center and Nursing Home in DeKalb, Kinzinger kept up the attack on Manzullo's record. And he explained to residents and staff what he sees as the main difference between the two.
Washington, D.C. is not meant to be a career. It's not meant to be somewhere that you go for, you know, decades. It's something that you respond to for a season while you have the passion to serve your country. And the thing I'm passionate about is continuing to fight for the future of America on the inside.
That's a message that resonates with lifelong DeKalb resident Warren Ozenberg.
I happen to know Don, and I think that Don's done a heck of a job, but I think the time has come. I think it's just time to have some new ideas and fresh blood.
They're trying to out-conservative each other, but this really is an interesting contrast in styles.
That's Northern Illinois University political science professor Matt Streb. He says it appears Manzullo may edge out Kinzinger when it comes to this battle over conservative credentials, but Streb says Kinzinger's youthful energy might be winning over even some former Manzullo supporters. Both incumbents will be spending this final weekend before Tuesday's Illinois primary trying to get better known in areas of northern Illinois that they haven't represented before. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.